Fight Factory Wrestling UK are a local professional wrestling company, built around mostly ordinary Lincolnshire people, training hard and honing their skills to create a career for themselves within one of the most extraordinary industries in the world. On October 29th, 2017, I was given unprecedented backstage access to their biggest event of the year, Body Slammed to Cancer, to find out more about the annual event and why so many people from the local area and across the world are coming together to give a body slam to cancer.
Body Slams to Cancer is an annual event that Fight Factory Wrestling have put together. Basically, my husband's mother passed away from cancer in 2014, and we were already organising a show that would raise awareness and raise as much money as possible for local charities, and it was St Barnabas back then at that time. But this time it's just grown. We're now into our fourth year, and people are here because they know that we support the causes and we try and raise as much money as we possibly can.
The owners of Fight Factory Wrestling, Hayden and Becca, put their heart and soul into each and every Body Slams to Cancer event. But luckily, they have a lot of help from wrestlers across the county and the world, who all have their own personal reasons for supporting the cause.
Because cancer is something that can strike out of nowhere, and sometimes you never expect it, and it's always something that affects not just the person undergoing chemotherapy or the person who's suffering from cancer, but it's the family too. And I think through that, not only has Dutch and Miss Rebecca gone through so much after losing Dee, but so many of us have lost family members to cancer, and like I said, it comes out of nowhere. It's something that we can't stop, but we can do something about. We can raise as much money as possible to go towards research to try and cure it, everything possible. We've done all sorts of stuff for this. I stayed awake for 31 hours straight, which was not pleasant, and everyone got a little bit hangry and a little bit grumpy, but by the end of it we raised £400, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it's going to do something. And I'm hoping that this year we can raise a lot more than last year, and then when we do it again next year, raise more than that.
It's an unbelievable thing that Fight Factory are putting together. Everybody's coming together. I can feel the buzz already around. We've been buzzing for weeks about this, but now show day is here and we're putting it on. It's for a great cause, and I think everyone's pulling together, and I'm just trying to get started, to get going.
I myself have had family members, as many people have, affected by cancer, and being able to raise money in a way that I enjoy seemed like a no-brainer.
I'm here today because I never thought that I'd be given the opportunity to train as a wrestler, because I've got cerebral palsy, so I never thought anyone would give me the chance to train as a wrestler. So I just want to help them out wherever I can, because I'm grateful to the promotion for giving me the opportunity, and it's just a bonus that we're helping out cancer as well today.
Well, cancer, we all know what it is, we all know what it can do, and personally for me, my stepmom has had cancer twice and she's beat it both times, and I can see what it can do to families. So I'm here to do my bit and support Fight Factory Wrestling, support the fight against cancer.
Fortunately, 12 years ago, my nan got taken away from it. A load of other people have been taken away from it. I'm supporting Body Slams to Cancer to help raise awareness to get rid of this nasty disease called cancer.
I mean, what a fantastic cause to get behind. I mean, so many families nowadays are affected by this horrible disease, and I just thought, what a fantastic way to try and raise as much money as you can as we can as a company, and that helps support those who need it, and should be a really good day as well.
I'm here supporting Body Slams to Cancer because raising money for two great causes really hits home for me. And I understand it's great raising money for some of the big companies, but raising money for the smaller guys and giving them their chance with their the things that they're trying to do, like we're saying, the non-invasive cures for children, I think is really great.
It means a lot to a lot of people. A lot of people have lost people to cancer. I know people that have had cancer. Obviously, there was very famous in the wrestling business, Chris Travis, recently. And, you know, anything you can do to raise money for cancer is a big help to everybody that's suffered from it.
Well, I'm here basically do whatever I can behind the scenes. Unfortunately, I'm injured at the minute, so I can't compete. That's a bit of a downer on me, but I want to help support what Body Slams to Cancer is all about, and that's raising money for two very, very worthy charities, Impact and Candles Cancer Care.
I'm here fighting for my uncle, who passed away when I was small. He passed away from leukemia, which is cancer of the blood. And yeah, so I think the cancer charities are very close to my heart, and that's why I'm fighting today.
I'm here to help raise money for charity. I'm here to be the authority. And yeah, just here to help raise as much money as we can.
I'm supporting Body Slams Cancer for a few family members who have passed away. My great-great aunt, my granddad, my grandma, and my fiance's nan all passed away from cancer over the past 10 years.
I'm here today because, for a start, it's a great cause. I've lost an uncle and a grandfather to two different types of cancer. My future mother-in-law has just had her ovaries taken out. She's had a massive surgery. She's had tumours on all of her vital organs. She was told it was stage 4 terminal, which is obviously the worst kind of cancer. She's so close to being clear of the tumour. She's got two tiny ones left on her liver, and if they've gone by Friday when she goes for a scan, she's cleared it, and she'll hopefully be around for a lot longer. I remember we did the little photos a couple of years ago, and I said I've lost a grandfather and an uncle to this horrible disease, and I don't want to lose, you know, another loved one again. So fortunately, it's looking like I'm not gonna, and hopefully that won't happen.
And it's not just professional wrestlers that get involved to support the cause. Each year, local businesses help promote the event and provide raffle prizes. And this year, the audience had the privilege of a live performance from popular Lincoln band, Carry the Crown. I'll get you to know.
Well, I've been a part of Body Slams to Cancer for the last 3 years. I think I've attended it as a fan. I'm friends with the family who organise it, and I've been involved with supporting the event just by coming and buying the shirts and loving the wrestling. And then when we started Carry the Crown, Becca and Hayden asked if they could use our music for the promotional videos. And since then, we've been closely connected in helping each other out and pushing each other's events, and it's been a really good relationship to be a part of.
Body Slams to Cancer has grown from an event heard of just in the city of Lincoln to an annual show recognised by wrestling fans nationwide and receives international attention, as this year the roster was joined by former WWE and current Impact Wrestling star Bram. I asked Bram why he came to Lincoln to support the fight against cancer.
I mean, cancer, luckily enough, has never struck my family, or at least not my direct family. But it's something that, I mean, pretty much everyone, to some degree, is going to suffer with it sometime in their life. And so, you know, yeah, I'm a pro wrestler, this is what I do, this is how I make a living. And so what better way than to do what I love and to be able to raise money for such a thing.
So what is it that these wrestlers love about working with Fight Factory Wrestling UK?
Well, I mean, I live in warm, sunny Tampa, Florida, and I wrestle for Impact Wrestling. So, I mean, when I'm away from there, I do get seasonal depression, slightly miserable. But I mean, as long as I'm wrestling for places like Fight Factory, then it makes me happy. Like, there's a great bunch of guys. All the talent are top notch. Everyone listens. Everyone wants to learn. They put on a great show, and they really care. They really care about, I mean, just like they care about the cause today, they really care about wrestling too. That's what I do, and that's what I love, so that's why I'm here.
Working for Fight Factory Wrestling, I think it's pretty special.
It's fantastic. I was retired from the world of wrestling, and I got involved and see how much it meant to Hayden and Becca, and how much of a family it is here, and it just drew me back in. So it's like being part of a family.
Fantastic. I mean, I've been with Fight Factory Wrestling since day one, and they've helped me so much progress as a professional wrestler and as a person and overall as well. So fantastic. I wouldn't go anywhere else, and I wouldn't have had it any other way.
If you look around here today, you can see everyone. They're all wearing the Fight Factory tops. They're all representing the brand. And if we wasn't proud, then I don't think they wouldn't be doing that. They don't just wear it today. They wear it all the time. People wear the logo with pride.
Unbelievable. Something that I've done later on in my life. Fight Factory Wrestling's one big family, a dysfunctional family, but a family nonetheless. And everyone's welcomed in from day one when they walk through the door. Everyone pulls together, and I think this epitomises it. A day like today, where not just Fight Factory Wrestling, but the friends of Fight Factory Wrestling come together, whether it's from a different wrestling promotion, from a local radio station. I think people can see how much of a community spirit there is with FFW.
They beat me. They kick me. I go away bruised. I've got to explain that to my family when I get home. I've got a little girl who, Daddy, what's that? It's another bruise from the Fight Factory people. They're evil. But also, on the other hand, they're very nice. It's a very nice environment, very welcoming. Can't say enough good things about people willing to take time out of their lives and put their own money into something like this to raise money for people that do really need it. And that's what they're doing at the end of the day.
And it's pretty obvious that I love this place. I've just flown 20 hours back from Tampa, Florida, via Philadelphia, with a 7-hour layover to Manchester, straight in a car to come here to Lincoln with like an hour and a half to spare before the show started. So yeah, these guys mean a lot to me. I'm going back out to America, hopefully for good, on December 3rd. So all being well, the last weekend of November, I'll be at Gainsborough and here at 1NK to be able to say thank you and goodbye to Fight Factory fans.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, the crowd, they're very important to us, because without them, we have nothing to play towards. The academy is thriving. We have many talented wrestlers, and it's a very fun and interesting environment, as you can see today. But yeah, I love it. I wouldn't change it.
And it was during my time backstage whilst interviewing wrestler Joey Osborne that we discovered that member of the Fight Factory Wrestling Academy, the villainous Will Cruz, had defeated his trainer, Lincoln's popular fan favourite Dutch, to become the Fight Factory Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
I mean, that was like a pretty, pretty cool compliment for me to have.
I think I've just heard.
Will Cruz has just won the Fight Factory Heavyweight Championship.
Wow.
It proved that in the ring, sometimes the good guys will lose, but everybody should feel like a winner that afternoon. Although the event is over for this year, the fight against cancer continues, and you can find out more about the dedicated charities Pact Sheffield and Candles of Lincoln on their websites. Kai Valentine reporting from Fight Factory Wrestling UK's Body Slams to Cancer 2017 at 1NK in North Highcombe, Lincolnshire.
guy wrote the song for me when my mum sadly passed away from cancer 2 years ago. The song's about remembering those we love and miss in the best possible way. So we hope you guys can use this song for the same reason.
And I always remember you. And I always remember you. And I I